Welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. When you hear something, it's possible that you might forget over the course of time, especially if it is not something you keep hearing over and over again. But something you see becomes a permanent reminder in your heart. Do we agree? Something you see goes far more and it lasts much longer and it makes a more indelible impression than something you hear. I want us to ask him. We have been hearing. We have been hearing him. We have been hearing about him. We have, in the last few days, we have come here. We have heard of him. Lord, today, I want to see you. Job said, I have been hearing, but today, it has gone beyond what I've been hearing. Today, my eyes, he made it personal. Today, my eye sees you. Father, I want us to pray. Lord, let my eye see you. Tell him, between you and him, the only reason you have come is because you want to hear him. The only reason you have come is because he alone has the ability and the power to transform your mind, to transform your life. Lord, I have come today to meet with you. Lord, today I want to go beyond hearing. All my life I have been hearing. In the last few days I have been hearing. Lord, today I want to see you. That you will cause the eyes of my heart to open. King of kings, Lord of lords, that you will cause the eyes of everybody that will be here to open. And you will grant us eyes that we might see. Lord, give me eyes that I might see. Give me ears that I might hear. Father, give me hearts that I might understand. I have been hearing, but now my eye sees you. Lord, we want to see you. Lord, we want to see you. King of kings, Lord of lords, everyone that saw you, Father, they went in the strength of that vision, of that encounter all their life. Paul saw you. Paul saw you and everything about him changed. He did not go back to who he was. His name changed. His life changed. His decision changed. Everything about him changed. Lord, today, I want to see you in such a manner. I want to see you in such a way that will change everything about my life. It will change everything about who I am. It will change everything about the way I live my life. It will change everything about my decision. It will change everything about my desires. It will change everything about what I do, where I go, who I become. Lord, today, in the name of Jesus, I have been hearing. Oh, King of glory, I ask that today my eyes will see. Oh, that you will give me eyes that I might see. That the veil will be lifted up our faces. That we will behold you with unveiled faces. King of kings, Lord of lords, let us behold you with unveiled faces. So that the scales can fall off our hearts, can fall off our lives. Lord, I have come. I have come because I want to see you. I have come because I need that my eyes be opened. I have come because I have a need that only you can meet. King of kings, Lord of lords, I pray, this is my heart cry, that I will see you. Lord, that I will see you, that every heart will see you, that every eyes will behold you. Lord, we ask for help. Father, we ask for help, that our eyes will open. That our eyes will open. That our eyes you will open. So that, Lord, you will save us from ever learning but not able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Father, let it be as you have said. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, we have gathered once again at your feet to learn of you. Father, we ask that you will give us a hearing ear. Father, we ask that you will give us a seeing eye. Father, we pray that you will give us an understanding heart. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Please let's have our seat. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 17. The book of Luke chapter 17 from verse 11. And I'll be reading from New King James Version. Now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourselves to the priest. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned with a loud voice, glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? And Jesus said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. May God bless the reading of his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. Now, we all know who lepers are. Lepers are people that are not permitted to live in the midst of the city. They are not permitted to live among people. They have a defect in their lives. They have a defect in who they represent. And by nature of their illness, they are contagious. Do you understand? That means that they can pass that ailment to other people around them. So because of this defect, the fact that it is contagious, they made them live outside of the city. They don't live where people live. Now, you will notice that you and I, by virtue of Adamic birth, came out as lepers. Do we understand? We can identify with that. We came out as with defect. We came out as not being able to approach God, as not being able to come close to God, as not being able to have communion, a relationship with God, because of our nature. Not because of what we did or who we are, but because that is the way we were born and that is the nature we inherited. Now, you will notice that these lepers stood afar off and they cried out to Jesus. They were 10. And they lifted up their voices and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Now, it was the whole 10 of them that lifted up their voices to cry. It was the group of them that shouted and they called out to Jesus that, Lord Jesus, have mercy on us. Just like you will notice that at a point in our lives, you and I have to come to a conclusion where we will acknowledge the fact that we are sinners. Where we will tell Jesus, I know I am a leper and only your blood can wash me clean. Only your blood can make me whole. Do you understand? These lepers by themselves were the ones that were crying out that Lord Jesus have mercy on me. Just like you yourself must come to that point where you will tell Jesus, Lord Jesus have mercy on me. Nobody called for mercy on behalf of the lepers. It was the lepers themselves that had to cry out to Jesus. Now you and I are the ones that cried out to Jesus that Lord, I have come. Lord, I have a defect. Lord, by myself, I cannot help myself. Lord, by myself and my nature, there is something wrong with me. Now they came to Jesus and they cried out and Jesus heard them. Just like Jesus heard us and washed us clean. Just like Jesus heard us and made us whole and cleansed everything about us. Now when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourselves to the priest. You will notice that immediately you give your life to Christ, when he makes you whole, what comes to you is the word of God. What you will hear is Jesus' word, giving instructions on what to do. What Jesus did to these people was that he told them, go, show yourself to the priest. Now, it wasn't like instantly they met with him, everything about them was cleansed. Jesus gave them an instruction, go, show yourself to the priest. The same way, when we come born again, when we come newly into the faith, we come and Jesus gives us instructions. He tells us what to do. He tells you, go. He tells you arise. He tells you stand up, do this. Do you understand? In the last 2 days, he has been telling us go. In the last 2 days, he has been giving instruction. In the last 2 days, he has been talking to us as a group of people. Jesus gave instruction. And listen, these people, together as a group, as a team, they obeyed him. Now, I want to ask us, in the last few days that he has been giving instruction, in the last few days that he has been talking to you, in the last few times you have been studying your Bible, have you been obeying the goal? Every time you come to the word and somebody, he uses pastors to preach to us. He uses tracts. He uses instruments. He uses people. You will discover that in each of those messages, there is an instruction, something for us to do, something for you to do, a responsibility that only you can carry out. He told these lepers, go. Now, Bible says, go show yourself to the priest. And it was that as they went, they were cleansed. They obeyed. And that obedience brought about a cleansing, brought about a growth, brought about maturity. The same way you will notice and you will observe, every time we come to the word and we get an instruction from God and he tells us what to do, he gives us an instruction of go and we obey him, there is a commensurate growth that happens to us. There is a commensurate maturity that accrues to us when we obey him. Do you understand? Now you will realize that it is possible for God's word to come to us as a team. And as a team, we will also arise and begin to obey what he says. Do you understand? I'm trusting God that is the decision of you and I. Because God gave that instruction to the 10 lepers. And immediately the 10 of them stood up. And they obeyed him. Now you will notice that as they went about that obedience, as they went forth to do what he said, they found that they were clean. You will discover that the more you obey his word, the more you obey his instruction, there are things about your life that will begin to drop off. There are changes in your attitude and your character that you will discover that it was not there before. There are things that used to get to you that will no longer get to you. But only if you are responding to that instruction of go. Do you understand? When they went, they were made clean. Now, you will also realize that as they were going, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he returned with a loud voice. That is where we make mistakes. God has been speaking. God has been speaking to us as a group, as a team. Now, we take that thing as a group and as a team, and we begin to act on it. But I want us to ask, how many of us return with what we are acting on and go back to Jesus to say, Lord, what that instruction you gave me has yielded something? Because the only thing that can sustain that healing is the person that gave it. That is why you will discover that, since I've been studying, since I've been growing, it looks like I'm no longer angry. And then you will walk in the strength of that attitude for quite a while. But then you can't explain how suddenly you become irritable again. The reason is because we are not returning. When that man returned, Jesus asked, we're not 10 healed, but it is only one that returned. And that one that returned, he returned to Jesus as a person. Each of us will need to return to everything we have learned as an individual. He returned and he began to have a personal one-on-one discussion. The word that came now did not come to a group. It came to him. See, you need to go beyond a group. You need to come to Jesus as a person so that he can talk to you and make that growth in your life permanent. He can make whole. And then you begin to get instruction as to how to retain that thing. Do you understand? Please, let's rise up on our feet. We are going to be praying. We have some minutes to pray. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 33. I want us to know, when his word comes, it comes to a group of people. But if we will not return to Jesus to say, Lord, I have acted on that one and this is how far I have made profit. This is how far I have grown. Oh Lord, see me. Things are beginning to happen with me. He will then bring a further instruction that will bring about completeness. But if we do not return, we will not be complete. Numbers 33 from verse 51. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Destroy all their engraved stones. Destroy all their molded images. And demolish all their high places. You shall possess the, you shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell in it, for I have given you the land to possess. Now, verse 55. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall be that those whom you let remain shall be irritants in your eyes and thorns in your side, and they shall harass you in the land where you will dwell. Moreover, it shall be that I will do to you as I thought to do to them. I want us to ask him. The instruction that God is giving, the instruction we'll be hearing, the instructions about our lives, is that when you have crossed the Jordan, just like the word that will be coming today will cause us to cross from where we are into another level, into another stage, into doing another thing. The Bible says, when you have, you shall drive out all inhabitants of the land. Destroy their stones, destroy their images, demolish their high places. I want you to pray. Father, as I, the strength from this meeting, the teaching you will give me, Lord, I receive strength to dispossess myself of every entanglement with the world. Some of them, it is friends. Some of them, it is a TV program that we are used to. Some of them, it's a group of people that we move with. Some of them, it's some books that we read. Bible says, you will drive out. Drive out. You will dissociate. You will stop. Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength. And I refuse anymore to be comfortable with living with the inhabitants of the land. The Bible says, if I do not chase them out, they will become thorns in my side. Father, everything that repulses you in my life, everything that serves as an inhabitant of Jordan, that I am still holding on to, that I am still living with, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I dispossess myself and I drive them out. Lord, I destroy everything that looks like an attachment to the world. In my life, everything that represents their engraven idols, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I destroy them. I dispossess myself of them. Lord, I chase them out. Father, I draw a boundary. I will no longer be comfortable with associating with them. In the name of Jesus, no longer will I be comfortable living a life of compromise. Lord, I refuse it. Lord, I reject it. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I demolish every high place, every attachment, everything that begins to make me enjoy it, every desire and every longing that makes me comfortable with the world. Father, I destroy every high place in the name of Jesus. Father, everything for my life that represents a graven image, everything for my attitude, everything for my mindset, everything for my decisions and my desires, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I destroy them in the name of Jesus. Lord, the strength I need to walk separate from them. Just like you said, come out from among them and be separate. Lord, I choose to come out in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come out of them. I come out from among them. Lord, if I don't chase them out, they will become irritants. They will become thorns. They will become the instrument that will take me out of your presence. Lord, I refuse to leave your presence anymore. King of kings, Lord of lords, I refuse to stay attached and then detach. Lord, I destroy everything that makes me comfortable with them. I destroy every desire that makes me comfortable with them. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask for strength. Lord, I ask for courage. King of kings, Lord of lords, I ask for boldness. My Father, my King, I ask for all that I need in order to live according to your purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus. Father, grant help.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
080-833-8536,
080-745-8177, 081-409-9121, or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com.
When it's all been said and done, there is There is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life